פרק ה' סעיף חס. ויסוק פירות וירקות בסמוך לאכילה. To go mash down fruit and vegetable before one eats. נסבר לאל, we learned before בסעיף ה' שמותר לחתוך פירות וירקות. This is allowed to cut fruit and vegetable לחתיכות קטנות, to small pieces. אם עושה זה יש בסמוך לסובה. If he does it before one eats. אמנם כוסו בחזניש, חזניש says, שכל זה only רק כאשר חותך לחתיכות קטנות. Only if you cut it into small pieces. אבל אם מרסק וקוטש, if he mashes down and crushes את הירק, אין בזה היתר. There's no heter, עד כאשר עושה זה, כן, בסמוך לסובה. Even if you do so before one eats. ודאז כמה מהפוסקים, but some פוסקים hold, שאין לחלק בכך. And there's no difference. אלא כשם שהתיעו חיתוך בסמוך לסודה, like we say, you're allowed to cut before the soda, כן, התיעו ריסק בסמוך לסודה, you're allowed to mash before this one eats. ואין סף ה', how are you דלת? He says in brackets, סף ה', how are you דלת? שיש החולקים עלי כהתה של חיתוך בסמוך לסודה. וכז מיש בכלל doesn't want to take on so easily the heta from סמוך לסודה. So what do we learn here? That means we learned before that if a person wants to go and cut vegetable before one eats, it is allowed. Now, says the Chaznish, the heter is only if one cuts before one eats. But if one goes and mashes down and crushes before one eats, then one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The Chaznish takes on that the whole heter from cutting before one eats in small pieces is only by cutting. But if one wants to go and mash down and crush before one eats, then there's no heta from crushing. So the Chazanish takes on that the crushing one's not allowed to do before one eats, crushing and mashing down. But other poskim want to take on that there's no difference, even crushing and mashing down. There are a lot of poskim will take on that there's no difference, and one's allowed to do that even if it is crushing and mashing down, if it is done before one eats. So what we're discussing now is to do it before one eats. Do we have a special heter before one eats, also by crushing and mashing, or only by cutting? Chaznish says one's not allowed, and there are some poskim who say one is allowed. And he says in brackets, one should know, the heter from Samach Lasuda, altogether the Chaznish and other poskim, some poskim want to say, maybe it's not so straightforward, this Rashba. So there is a reason to take on the stringent here, and not to mash down before one eats. Perek hay seif tes. We soak peyos shnisraku hated and ide bishul. A person wants to go and mash down fruit and vegetable or vegetable which already been cooked and became soft because it was cooked. Peyos shnisbashul peyos shnisbashul in that fact. You got fruit which is cooked or baked. Vinisrakech hated. It was well. Came soft. It was very soft. And if they have bishul from the cooking, or the same thing would be baking. Mutala raska, one's allowed to go and mash it down. The aim by them is shum isa teichon. There's no isa from teichon. But plan the reason is mishum shariko shenas al zeh bishul. When one goes and mashes down from the cooking, when the rikuch, that when since it was made soft by the cooking, machshiv es apri, it considers the fruit ki'ilu kvar nifritu chalok of them is there. So already as if the fruit and vegetables already been separated one part from the other one. That means the cooking is made it already soft. If a person has something which is soft, there is no reason there should be a bacon afterwards. So cooking and baking, which makes this fruit or vegetable soft, allows us to say that there's no issa to go and do toichem afterwards on it. Belachen, therefore, mutal alasek tapoch adama. A person is allowed to go mash down potatoes, the kidneys, or its grain, shenispashlu, which is cooked, venisraku heter, which is made very soft, because the cooking made it very soft. One has to make sure, he says in the fourth note, it has to be very soft. If it is not 100% soft, we won't allow you to do it. Or mutal alasek came after mazleg. A person is allowed to do it even with a fork. Ach ein leshtamesh letzorech harisuk bekli hamiyuad lekach. Mishum dehava uvdin dechol. One is not allowed to use as a kli which is made for mashing down. Now, so if a person will take a greater, a person is not allowed to use a greater, even for such a thing. That means, even though there's no problem from Teichon with such a Haley, but we don't allow it because you're doing it with such a fruit which is already being cooked, there's no Issa Teichon, but we don't allow you to use something which is made to be used on Chol, called Ovdin the Chol. We don't allow you to use that on Shabbos. It's a zilzul of the Shabbos. You are making Shabbos light. The Chazal say one shouldn't use such a kli. That means even though it's not a problem from Teichon, you got problems from being mezalzel in Shabbos. So if Yud, Mota Limroach, a person is allowed to go and spread Al Gabi Pusat Lechem on his bread, Riba, jam, Sheyesh Betochot Peyot, even if you got part of the jam is with vegetable, it's not usually having vegetable, you usually have it with fruit, Shenisrek Kuhet, which are already soft. That means if you've got some strawberry jam or something like that, one's allowed to go and spread it. Even though with the spreading, you are making it soft, and you're making it spread, so you're scattering it, you're doing teichem, but since it was already being cooked, something which was already cooked, has no problem from doing with it, spreading it, and making it more teichem.